everyone. Today, we've got an expert joining us to discuss something that's been generating a lot of buzz lately, solar installation in Clark County. And here's a surprising fact. Did you know that Nevada residents use about 1.5 times more electricity than the national average? That makes solar particularly interesting for homeowners here.
That's absolutely right. And it's precisely why having an appropriate checklist for solar installation is vital in Clark County. You know, I've seen many homeowners jump into solar without adequate planning, and that can lead to some costly mistakes.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. What would you say is the first thing homeowners should consider?
Well, the most important first step is understanding your energy needs. You'll want to look at your past 12 months of electricity bills to calculate your average monthly usage in kilowatt hours. In Nevada, we're looking at about 935 kilowatt hours monthly per household.
Right, that's quite significant. And I imagine there's quite a bit of seasonal variation?
Oh, definitely. You know what's interesting? In Nevada, summer months can see electricity usage spike to 150% of winter levels. That's why proper system sizing is so vital.
I've heard there are some new regulations in place. Can you tell us about Senate Bill 4840?
Absolutely. This significant development takes effect on October 1st, 2025. It will protect homeowners' solar rights while ensuring HOAs respond to installation requests within 1535 days. No more endless waiting periods.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
At M&J Trusted Marketing, we help businesses grow online using data-driven strategies and effective content distribution. If you're a solar installation company or any other business looking to boost your online presence, visit us at http://www.trustedmarketing.se to learn how we can help you shine in the digital marketplace.
Thanks for that. Now, let's talk about the actual permit process. I know that's something that confuses a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, Clark County has a very specific sequence that needs to be followed. First thing's going to be zoning approval, and that has to happen before you can even submit your electrical permit.
Interesting. And what about fire code requirements? I've heard those are pretty strict.
Definitely. The county requires some specific clearances. 36 inches from roof edges and 18 inches from peaks or valleys. These requirements are really important for firefighter safety during emergencies.
Have any of our listeners gone through this process themselves? I'd be curious to hear about your experiences.
You know what's fascinating? We're seeing more and more homeowners taking advantage of the federal tax credit, which covers 30% of the total project costs through December 31st, 2025.
That's a significant saving. What about inspections? I imagine there's quite a process there.
Right you are. There's actually a very specific sequence. Electrical rough-in first, then structural review, and finally the net metering application through PowerClerk. Each step needs to be done in order.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say are the three most common mistakes people make?
Oh, that's easy. First, they don't plan properly for HOA approval. Second, they skip important documentation in their permit applications. And third, they don't account for future energy needs in their system sizing.
Makes total sense. What about monitoring after installation?
Modern systems include monitoring capabilities that track daily production, identify performance variations, and alert homeowners to potential issues before they become expensive problems. It's like having a smart assistant watching your investment 24/7.
I remember when I first learned about solar monitoring, I was amazed at how detailed the data could be.
Exactly, and you know what's cool? These monitoring systems can actually help identify opportunities for additional panels or battery storage integration down the line.
Speaking of batteries, should homeowners consider adding those from the start?
That's going to depend on their specific needs and budget. You know, typical project costs break down to about 40-50% for equipment, 25-35% for installation labor, and then 2-3% for permits and inspections.
Those numbers are really helpful for planning. What final advice would you give to someone just starting this process?
I'd say the three most important things are: do your homework on contractors, make sure they're licensed through the Nevada State Contractors Board, and don't rush the planning phase. A little extra time up front can save you headaches down the road.
That's fantastic advice. And for our listeners who want to learn more about solar installation in Clark County, where should they start?
I'd recommend starting with a thorough energy assessment and consulting with licensed professionals who understand local requirements. The aim is to create a foundation for decades of reliable solar energy production.
Well, this has been incredibly informative. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
Thanks for having me. And remember, solar installation is a long-term investment. Taking the time to do it right is absolutely worth it.
And that wraps up our discussion on solar installation in Clark County. For more great content like this, visit us online. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, M&J Trusted Marketing, at https://www.trustedmarketing.se. Thanks for listening, everyone.